Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Monday evening, February 16th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Sartorius releases annual report for 2025 company. Sartorius has unveiled its annual report for 2025, highlighting its position as a key player in the biopharmaceutical industry. With a focus on innovative laboratory instruments and single-use solutions, the company generated around 3.5 billion euros in sales revenue last year. Stay tuned for upcoming events, including the annual general meeting on March 26, 2026.
Schweizer Electronic AG, change in the executive board. Schweizer Electronic AG announces a change in the executive board, as Mr. Thomas Gottwald, Chief Technology Officer, leaves the company prematurely for personal reasons. The supervisory board and Mr. Gottwald have agreed on his departure, effective February 16, 2026. Mr. Nicolas Fabian Schweizer, CEO, and Mr. Mark Buns, CFO, will now oversee Mr. Gottwald's areas of responsibility. Schweizer Electronic AG, a leader in PCB technology, offers cutting-edge solutions for various sectors like automotive, aviation, industry and medical, and communications and computing.
Yezdi Rabadi, recognized as a cybersecurity strategist and technology advisory, driving secure digital transformation, trusted mentor for high-growth professionals and for partner ecosystem enablement. Yezdi Rabadi has been recognized as a cybersecurity strategist and technology advisory, driving secure digital transformation, and serving as a trusted mentor for high-growth professionals and partner ecosystem enablement. With three decades of global experience in enterprise security transformation and a focus on technology, business, and people, Rabadi's leadership philosophy emphasizes cybersecurity as a business enabler. He prioritizes practical, implementable designs and invests in structured people development, helping professionals move up the value chain from technical execution to strategic thinking.
Fleet Collect launches IFATE tracking software and Fleet DQF platform to automate compliance for trucking companies. Fleet Collect launches IFATE tracking software and Fleet DQF platform to automate compliance for trucking companies. The software eliminates manual tracking by automatically recording state-by-state mileage through GPS. It includes a built-in IFATE mileage calculator for generating quarterly reports. Fleet DQF Portal digitizes driver qualification files, tracking all required documents, and sending alerts before expiration. Pricing starts at $9 per month, with no contracts or setup fees.
Global Vision Technologies moves core infrastructure to Microsoft Azure to deliver faster performance, greater scalability, and enhanced security. Global Vision Technologies GVT has shifted its core hosting infrastructure to Microsoft Azure Secure Cloud Services, enhancing performance, scalability, and security for its FAMC ARE Rapid Case Management platform. This move underscores GVT's commitment to high availability architecture and data protection by leveraging app.
Marco Bell brings editorial-level architectural photography to South Florida. Marco Bell Photo, a Fort Lauderdale-based photography studio, expands its architectural and commercial photography services in South Florida. With a design-driven approach, the studio offers high-end photography for businesses, architects, designers, developers, and real estate professionals. Led by Marco Bell, an experienced photographer and educator, the studio focuses on creating deliberate, balanced, and honest imagery that serves real-world needs. For more information, visit MarcoBellPhoto.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.